Take your Bibles and turn open to Isaiah chapter 53. I'm just going to read one verse. It's the first verse of Isaiah chapter 53. And the cock crowed once.
Two more, you're in trouble.
That's what I'm thinking. That's all right. I was born in trouble. That's exactly it. No, the righteous shall hold on his way. I like the first verse where it ends. It says, ye cannot but hold on your way. That's what I need. I like that. I do. I like that song anyway. Because I can't not believe. I can't unknow him that I know now. I can't even imagine that. That's why these people talking about saved and lost, saved and lost, saved and lost, drive me up a wall. How can you lose him? Who found you? That's a different message. It's a good message.
Preach.
There you go. That's it. Well, you get these things in your head, and it's like, you know, it's in you. Sometimes it's got to come out. And hopefully it's the truth. Yeah. And it is. You cannot but hold on your way if he's found you.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Isaiah chapter 53, I just want to read verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That's two rhetorical questions in a row. Not only are these questions rhetorical, these questions answer each other. That's the part I got a hold of here. Who's believed our report is those to whom the arm of the Lord has been revealed.
Right, amen.
Right.
And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To those who believed our report.
Yeah. Sure.
I couldn't write something that good if I was trying. But Isaiah did by the Spirit of God. Those who believed our report are those to whom the arm of the Lord has been revealed. These things are what's known as complementary. They complement each other, both statements. And if Christ has been revealed unto you, unto them, they'll believe the report. Now, John quotes this verse in John 12:38. He says that the saying of Isaiah, that's Isaiah, the prophet, might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report, and to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? John 12:39 says, therefore they could not believe because Isaiah said more. Isaiah said again, he hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory, and spake of him. John wrote all that after he wrote this one verse. This is John 12:37. I wanted to put this in last because he was speaking of Christ. John 12:37, he says, but though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Mm-hmm. Miracles have never made anyone believe. Not the production of miracles. It does take a miracle to believe, but that's a different miracle. But healing the sick doesn't make anyone believe, not even when Christ did it. So I'm not that impressed when I see fakers on television. Or even if they were doing it for real. Because miracles don't make anyone believe. God makes a believer.
Yeah.
Christ makes a believer. The Holy Spirit makes a believer. Who hath believed our report? Those to whom the arm of the Lord, Christ, has been revealed.
Yeah.
And nobody else. I am reminded of the story of Lazarus and the rich man. When at the end of that story, not parable, that account, Moses told the rich man, said, I'm sorry, Abraham told the rich man, he was in Abraham's bosom. Abraham told the rich man, though one rose from the dead, they wouldn't believe him. And one did rise from the dead, and they don't believe him now.
Yeah.
And they didn't believe him then. Mm-hmm. Who hath believed our report? I remember a man saying, and I heard this on a tape, it was a singer, and in between his songs, he had this little saying that he would do, and this song here, he said that he, this gentleman, who was a, quote, Christian singer, said that Christ spoke in parables so that all could understand. That's exactly right. Because I remember what's written in the Bible is not that. I don't care what anybody says. What's written down here? Now, if you agree with this, I'll care. If you don't agree with this, I'll care, but in a different way. Because I'm likely to get mad. The disciples came to Christ and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he said unto them, because it is given to you, unto you, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. He didn't stop there.
No, he didn't stop.
He didn't stop there. But to them, it is not given.
Right, that's right. Yeah.
Who hath believed our report? Well, here's part of the answer. To some, it is not given.
Mm-hmm.
To some, it is not given. To you, it is given. He told the disciples, to them, it's not. That's enough of an answer. Those are the words of Jesus Christ about parables. Those are not the words of the men of today. They're not the words of the world, but these are the words of God, and they have always been the truth of God. To some it is given, and to others it is not. God has always been particular.
Amen.
Who hath believed our report? Well, if everybody believed it, he wouldn't have to ask that. If everybody believed it, there wouldn't have been no need to ask that question. But to some, he is given, and to others, he is not given. Then guess what? Christ referenced Isaiah right after that. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. This is Matthew 13 and verse 13. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because seeing they see not, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. That's the exact opposite of what that fellow was saying. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive.
Yeah.
For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Who hath believed our report? Paul quoting another verse from Isaiah. Romans 10 and verse 20, but Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. I fit into that category right there. And I'll tell you something. Every single child of God that there is that's been converted has fit into that category right there. Because there is none that seeketh after God.
Yeah.
And there never has been any that seek after God. Even though we are told to seek after God. Because if you begin to seek after God, it's because He's already found you. If you begin to desire the Word of God, the words of Christ, the knowledge of Christ, it's because He's already found you. But no natural man seeks after Him. But Christ is found. I am found. People do find Christ. People find God, Walter. Now, there are people who say we don't believe that. That we don't say people find God. But people do find God, but only after the good shepherd finds his sheep.
Amen.
That's how I found him. He found me.
Yeah.
And that's how you found him, if you know him.
Yeah.
Is he found you.
Yeah.
But there comes the realization of the need of Christ.
Yeah.
There comes a realization of your total lack. Earl used to call that the law of work. Where you know there's nothing in you to deserve anything from God. And if you know that, it may be a miserable experience, but it's a blessing from God.
Amen. Amen.
Because the world goes through the whole time without ever knowing that.
Right.
Their eyes stay closed. They don't see. Their ears are closed. They don't hear. And their heart is a rock and they don't understand.
Yeah.
And the first thing you understand is the fear of the Lord. It is. It is. I remember that fear. And I remember it made some people I know happy. And it kind of ticked me off that they were happy about me being mad, me being miserable. Like, why are you so happy? I said, well, that's a good start. I said, what? It was. It was a good start. I realize that now. I realized it a little bit later. But at the time, all I was miserable. I was afraid if I died at that moment, I'd go to hell. Because I was totally and completely sinful.
Yeah.
And I still am.
Yeah. Yeah.
But as Walter said last week, I've been justified by His blood. I'm not justified by my works. I'm not justified by my feelings. I'm not justified by anything I do. I am justified by His blood, which was shed once 2,000 years ago or thereabouts. But at the time, all I knew was I thought, I am a goner. But Christ revealed himself unto me.
Yeah.
And I called upon his name. Because I believed the report. I didn't used to believe the report, but all of a sudden I started believing the report. I didn't know there was a report, Mason, at one time. Christ is found, but he's only found by those that the Good Shepherd finds first. And he's found by those who sought him not. I don't know about you, but I know about me. And I wasn't looking for anything. I was going through life just as happy as I could be, for the most part. I was just as content. I was reasonably smart. At the time, I was reasonably young. At the time, I was reasonably fit. You know, those days are all gone now. My mind was somewhat sharp. My wit and my tongue were even sharper. Well, at least my tongue was. I don't know about my wit. But he found me, and all of a sudden I started caring. I wanted to know some things. And I don't know why I wanted to know, but I wanted to know because I never wanted to know before. Like I said, I didn't even know there was a report. I didn't know what to know. I didn't know who to know. Which is the problem. But that's okay. He took care of that too. I heard the report. I read the report in here. And I heard the report with my ears from somebody that preached the gospel. And I believed Christ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you'd have told me 6 months before that I was going to do that, I'd have laughed at you. I would have. Because I was that kind of guy. I found that stuff funny. I would have laughed. I'd have been wrong as wrong can be, but I'd have laughed. Because there is a change. Who hath believed our report? At one time I didn't believe the report, but now all of a sudden I do. And I am not the same person I used to be. And I thank God for that. My eyes used to be closed. My ears used to be closed. My heart used to be stone. But now my eyes are open, my ears are open, and I hear, and I can understand. A heart to understand. And those are all the gifts of Christ.
Amen.
How does that happen? I was made manifest unto them that ask not after me. There's a manifestation. A showing. I was shown. The manifestation is him. It's a person.
Yeah.
Life is in Christ. It's in a person. It's not the truth was made manifest unto me, although it was.
Yeah.
It's not the Bible was made manifest unto me, although in a lot of ways it was. I was made manifest unto them that sought not after me. Salvation is in a person.
Amen.
I remember when Harry Mahan said that on a tape and I heard it. And Earl's repeated it. Others. Salvation is in a person. Salvation is of the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord.
Amen.
Salvation is of Christ. It is a person. He was made manifest unto me. That was a quote of Isaiah 65 and verse 1, which says, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, I like this, behold me, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell you something. You can believe it or not. It doesn't matter. It's still true. When God says, behold me, behold me, you're going to behold him. Because he's not going to say that to you until he has said, live. But when God says, behold me, he will be made manifest unto you. You will see him to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. It's a revelation.
Yeah.
It's a revelation from God through the Spirit who comes and lives in those which he makes alive.
Mm.
Luke verse chapter 10 verse 21, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I like that, Walter, when you point that out. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. Christ rejoiced in this. He rejoices in the fact that there are those who believe the report. There are those to whom the arm of the Lord is revealed. Because it seemed good in the Father's sight. It's hid to some. It's revealed to others. That's everywhere in the Scripture. It's hid to some, it's revealed to others. All knowledge of God, all knowledge of Christ, and all knowledge of the Holy Spirit comes by revelation from the Spirit of God. He will take the things of mine and show them unto you. He will not speak of himself, but what he hears, that will he speak. Who hath believed our report? Not one person except those God chose to believe our report. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? To every one of his children that he's chosen for it to be time to be revealed to. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. He does the saving. It's the arm of the Lord. His hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. That's another verse from Isaiah. The arm of the Lord goes wherever it wants, and it does whatever he wants, and performs that on whomever he wants.
Amen.
So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. It goes where it wants to. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. We sometimes forget. No, not me, of course, but that was a joke. We sometimes forget that our message, the message of Christ, is not to be believed by the world. It's not. Because we're looking for people to believe. That's what we want. That's who we can speak to. That's who will listen and hear. And you sometimes put it out of your mind that what I say to 99% of the world is garbage. That's okay, because 99% of what the world says is garbage to me. I guess we're even. But the message of Christ is not to be believed by the world. I sometimes catch myself thinking how wondrous it would be if everyone did believe him. Well, that's the goal of the world, supposedly. But it's a falsehood. The world will not believe. I do think about how wondrous it would be, but But I have to stop and remind myself just exactly how miraculous it is that anyone believes Christ.
Yeah.
It took a miracle for me to believe Christ. It took the imputation, the giving of life to a dead alien sinner, which was me, to believe this report. It's a miracle of grace.
Yeah.
It's a miracle of mercy, the height of mercy that I believed his report. And it takes exactly that same miracle of grace for you to have the arm of the Lord revealed unto you. And for you to believe the report.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the work of God. Jesus answered and said unto them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent." I mean, just a simple line, one simple verse, and people won't have it. Even those who say they believe the Bible, it's the work of God that you believe on Christ.
Yeah.
It takes the work of God that you believe on Christ. And that's why ye cannot but hold on your way. The righteous shall hold on his way. That's true. Because it's the work of God. It's not my work. It's not your work. It's not anybody else's work. It's the work of God that you believe him. It's the work of God that you believe our report. It's the work of God that the arm of the Lord is revealed.
Yeah.
Without God, none of this happens. With God, all things are possible. It took the same sacrifice for sin once. It takes the same God revealing his arm to his chosen people in his chosen time and at his chosen place. It takes the completed, perfect, holy work of Jesus Christ for anyone to believe our report. Even me. Even you, he does it all. Otherwise, it don't get done. Bad English, but it's a true statement. Otherwise, it does not get done. If he doesn't do it, it's not done. But if he does it, it's finished. You might have a lot to do, but it's finished. It's because of his grace. It's because of his mercy. It's because of his righteousness. And it's because of his work that I believe this report. And I thank him for that. Who believes our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Well, you know how we say there's two kinds of people? There's different ways of looking at that, depending upon what you're talking about. There's Jews and Gentiles. Jews and not Jews. Well, there's the natural man and the spiritual man. And the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. The spiritual man does receive the things of the Spirit of God. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The spiritual man is. Those whom God has made alive by the power of his word. They believe. Because the arm of the Lord has been revealed unto them. Christ has been revealed. And he is to be our report. That's the report. Christ is all. Christ has finished the work God gave him to do. He's made the offering for sin. There is no more offering. It's done. God's satisfied. And thankfully, in Christ, I am His child. I am forgiven. I am in Him, one of the family of God. Our report to some is the savor of death unto death. But to others, it's the savor of life unto life. Because He has said unto them, live. Life unto life. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You for all that He's done. The sin, my sin, that He took upon Himself and bore the price, the penalty I could not pay. Thank You, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.